Hey, everyone.
To close these? Is that what it is? Oh, okay.
Oh, can you do it while we're live? We're live on the internet right now.
We'll,
so
we'll be done in just a short moment.
Do whatever you have to do.
Yeah, feel free. We don't want to stop.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Sorry, the staff here has to close the windows of the suite.
Yeah,
The Alexis and Christian suite, officially.
So that just happened live.
That's what a perfect spot we chose.
This is what live broadcasts are all about.
Oh, there it is.
But you see it happening right behind us. But welcome to the Cooligans. We're here live at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte right after the All-Star game. And look at this. But this is part of the job, bro. We have to – anything can happen.
This almost feels luxurious that we're getting a behind-the-scenes look. You're looking at the stats from the All-Star game, which I'm sure all of you are just waiting to see what that is. The MLS wins two years in a row now?
Yes. I mean, we don't mean to brag about Major League Soccer has completely overdeveloped over Liga MX, mm-hmm. and that's just something that they have to accept going forward.
Look, Liga MX is like, I wonder what we could do differently. And I'm thinking, get rid of promotion. You did it already. Congratulations, Liga MX.
So we're looking at the three MLS goes back to back. The MLS All-Stars defeat Liga MX All-Stars for the second straight year. I think the result here is really not what is important or the priority. It's clearly the fanfare, like people having a good time.
It's about
year over year
showing how techie you and your league are.
Can I help?
No, you're not union. Is this a union job, sir? We don't want to touch anything. It is not a union job. Okay, get in there and help out Christian.
You're good. All right, not bad. All right, a little bit quieter. All right,
look at that.
Thank you so much. Look at this. Happy to help, happy to support.
Chris, talk while I do this.
All right, no. Who says we can't work with our hands? You know what I mean? pull. Okay, yeah, there we go.
Thank you, sir. Look at that. All right, I'll send my invoice to local 168. I don't know what just happened here. Welcome to the Cooligans, everyone. That's Christian. I'm Alexis. That was Jimbo or something
Jimbo,
like that.
I worked with him in 93. He's a great guy.
You want to hear something crazy? That guy's grandfather invented Bojangles, and yet he's just out here helping out.
The humility. You love to see it.
Absolutely. I'm drinking sparkling cider.
So like what I was saying, the fanfare and everything around it. I mean, I think this was the sun. Mm-hmm. The Sun show, basically.
Him and Sun, absolutely. I was wondering, I'm like, what are you, because it's hot here? I was trying to figure out what you were saying. But yeah, look at this. Three shots on target, two goals, 0.75 XG. I love that we're doing this for the All-Star game. This is great.
Breaking it down.
This is like, yeah, but could LeBron do it at the All-Star game?
Right?
That's important.
No, but I think more than anything, we were seeing a lot of South Korean fans out in the crowd.
Yeah,
I
mean, huge.
In my hotel, I was seeing a bunch of people in LAFC shirts.
You said it like we're in different hotels. In our hotel.
In our hotel. My bad. Okay.
I was like, no, because for a second, I'm like, your hotel has Korean people? Wait, my hotel has a lot of Korean people.
Our hotels have so much in common.
Yeah.
I think that is when he scored his first goal, I was like, this is MLS needs this for the clip. Mm-hmm. We need the clip so the world can see what Son is doing because obviously
he wasn't just for the World Cup. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? He cares about MLS. Also, yep. Shouldn't other leagues be doing All-Stars?
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of say this every year.
It back.
I wonder if, like, Premier League All-Stars versus was La Liga All-Stars mm-hmm. or something like that. I mean, I'd watch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's that bad of an idea. So
we are here in Charlotte. Hey, Val.
Oh, we got some.
Val, quick question. Is there a way to shut off the audio of the TV, Val?
The volume in here?
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, okay. We got some
extraordinaire. Val will figure it out. Thank you so much.
There's a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm.
Can I see that bucket? You mind passing me that bucket? This is our assistant is passing.
We're gonna be joined. Yes, by
this is the Charlotte logo.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't it look like
again with this
three people peeing into a truck? Doesn't it?
The negative space does look like
the negative space there.
weave it.
There it is. Okay. Yeah. Once you see it, you can't unsee
it. This is a common thing. But, you know, Charlotte FC has to deal with that.
Look, all I'm saying is rebrand time.
So, but look, we're looking at the MVP for Sung Heung-min. This is even yesterday we were at the skills challenge. I mean, I think a lot of people really wanted to see. Oh, I feel like the skills challenge in particular is like the where you actually get a much more it's a behind the scenes kind of like what the players
also,
are like.
It feels like players are having fun there because it's not about trying to play a position. It's about just having a good time.
Yeah.
Get out there. Show you skills you got.
So, this, I say this all the time. I feel like if you've never been to an MLS All-Star game, you should try to go to, like, one in your life because it's the only time you're going to be. I'm riding in the elevator with Atlanta United fans and Montreal fans and just, like, people from everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of, you just don't really get that anywhere else.
Yeah, I also think it's like a good opportunity for us to meet old friends, people we've known for a long time. And why don't we introduce you to one of them
right now?
The one, the only from Soccer Wise, everybody.
Look who it is.
Oh my God, David, the gas man himself.
David Goss is here with us. He was about to leave the stadium and we said, no,
son,
you need to come back here and hang out with us.
The thing was, so my all-star post-game analysis, what I need a chalkboard for it.
Okay, okay.
So
normally
I left that back at my place.
Okay.
And I need it because I need to be able to like break down all the movements. And
yeah. Yes,
you've obviously done all the data as you normally do.
I love it.
You're a big analytics all-star game guy.
I'm a big XG guy when it comes to all-stars.
Yeah. But so,
first question is, do you think any other league will ever institute something like this? Like in Europe, you think the top five will ever get? Could you imagine the Premier League All-Stars versus like the Bundesliga All-Stars versus the Ligue 1 All-Stars?
I think after a summer where we watched a World Cup and then we watched a meaningless game today and Liverpool's playing empty friendlies, we don't need more games that don't mean anything. Don't do it, Alexis. Give me more soccer games that lead to nothing.
Right, but could you imagine if Europe learned to have fun?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be insane?
But here's my thing. So one, I do think like when Liverpool plays in the Philippines and they play the Philippines 11.
Yeah.
That's like an all-star team. I mean, I don't watch the Filipino league, so I don't know how debatable some of the selections are.
I was surprised the Filipino team had 11.
That's why I say David Goss doesn't know ball.
He just ain't paying attention to the Pinoy League.
Why do you respect his opinion?
Damn, bro. He went there just for the bont seat in the press box.
Hey, at least they let you leave the windows open there.
That's true. Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Like, everybody get out of the way. He did not care we were on the internet.
We were three seconds into the run.
He was listening on his Bluetooth.
Yeah. He was waiting. He's like, wait till they go live. Then we'll go in there. I'm going to get on camera.
But here's my one thing. The skills challenge thing makes sense. And like we've all said it, play 5v5. Play like a ladder tournament, 3v3s with three fields. Like soccer is made to be played in a million ways.
Yeah.
Here's your chance to do like a fun, weird thing. Right. Then I'm like, yeah, Premier League, end of the year. Do a 5v5 tournament. Have the U23s and one star player from each team. Like you could convince me on some of that stuff.
Right.
The problem is, why am I watching 90 minutes of 11-on-11 soccer in a game that doesn't matter?
They said they were going to do penalties. Why? Why even do that?
Yeah. Well, you need a winner. Yeah.
No, you don't. Here's what, do penalties, but blindfold everybody. Now we're talking rapid
fun. That was our next question. It was like, what one rule would you change to make the All-Star game a little bit more entertaining? And we've already got seven.
I've got a couple. I had this idea. What about this? What if we give each coach $1,000 cash?
Yeah.
And they can use that to bribe the
referee. So you want full Mexican League style.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I dropped my cash.
It's out in the open. The crowd could be more. And the guy hits a button, $300. And that penalty never happened.
I when they went to VAR in this game.
They did. Yeah.
I didn't know if you guys
knew
that.
That's when I came up with that idea. Because I'm like, this is ridiculous.
When he called VAR, I thought we were at a Harlem Globetrotters game, and he was about to do like a squirt gun in
or
someone's
like
face.
A bucket of confetti.
Yeah. I was like, "This is a bit. Like they're clearly doing a bit. They're in on it."
Grab Solomon Rondon's nose and go. Got your nose, buddy.
Rondon's like, "I'm too old for this."
Here's my thing. I think coaches should play. I think coaches have to play.
Hell yeah, bro.
Maybe just in goal, but at some point, Dino Smith's got to be on the field in an All-Star game.
I would love that.
There it is. That's your fix.
That.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Do you have a rule that you would change?
I do like the idea of the 7v7, and it reminds me of the World Sevens that the in women's soccer that they do, and it's just like a this side tournament that
I hate it because you're just never really sure what's happening. But what if I took your idea and adjusted it a bit? Why don't they do like the FIFA thing, the video game, when they have the street ball version?
Okay.
What if they did that?
I feel like it's more likely to get injured.
Well, yeah, but I'm not. I don't care about that. These aren't my. I don't own insurance.
Man, dude, Lucas Harrington went down 10 minutes in the game. You're like, this guy's going to blow something on turf in an all-star game a week before he goes to Barcelona.
I saw his son pull up a little bit on one of those runs. I was like, no, please
bad.
No.
Yeah,
please,
it's so bad.
Yeah, it's look, we sort of do this every year, but as far as we can, we focus on what we don't like about the all-star game. But what do we like about the All-Star Game?
Old
friends. Okay, yeah. I think that connected.
What we like about the All-Star Game is the friends we made along the way.
Okay.
No, so
this is like a high school reunion for soccer people.
And those people look like they just came to a high school reunion. Yeah. It's sad. We've aged grossly.
The former players are all still in great shape. Yeah. We just look like,
oh man,
especially
dude.
After the World Cup.
Why does Eddie Pope look better than we do, bro?
Listen, I'm not a gym.
That was meant to happen. That was planned. No, it's okay.
That's the Eddie Pope joke. Yeah. That's how Christian always lands his Eddie Pope jokes.
That's Eddie Pope doing calisthenics in the back.
I'm not a gym guy, so I'm not going to pretend I go to the gym. But you know when you're in the hotel gyms with all these former players and they do their workout in the mornings and you're like, oh, you like still are working out?
Yeah.
And you go down there, you're like, I'm not going to do anything in front of you.
Did you hear David Beckham recently say when he retired, he gave himself 6 months of not working out and his body went to complete crap and he realized you can't do that. You have to keep working out. And that's when I realized I've been living my whole life like those. I'm like, oh no. Oh no.
You've adopted the darkness.
I just never did the workout part. I can see why I'm going to the doctors.
Yeah. I mean, like every all-star, I kind of always, maybe because we're like, you know, in the press box. And we're hanging out with all these
people.
Well,
you guys are in a suite.
We're in a suite. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Yeah, you're in the suite too.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but I'm working.
Yeah, so are we.
Me and Val are fucking carrying this thing.
But it is something that it does feel. Oh, we got a comment over real quick. It says next year should be TST style by the five divisions. Okay.
I like that.
That's not a bad idea.
They should do it like pick. You get to pick. We get five captains. And they get to pick like.
Which that becomes the fun stuff. It's like, oh, LeBron picked him. Now there's rivalry.
Yeah.
The other cool thing is like you see these guys go up and hug after they score goals. You're like, oh, you're all from different countries. You've never really met before. And like they create relationships, whatever. So I think that's cool. It's also would give you like listen, Andres Dreyer has no connection to anyone because he's played in the league for 2 years. So who does Andres Dreyer think is good is who he's going to pick?
Yeah.
That's fun. That becomes a thing you can talk about. That becomes a thing you can do. That's what would make it fun.
That would actually would be smart. They should pick it like a few days before.
Make it a whole TV event.
So you kind of have like a little bit of promo time.
The week before,
Or even, I guess similar to TST, when I played in it, which was...
Wow.
He brings it up every time.
Don't mean to
brag. You say TSD, he pulls it out, bro.
Okay.
Team of the week card, Christian.
I got about
Polanco,
8 minutes locked in TSD.
Kenny Cooper's here right now.
But the target score thing at the end, so like the game has to end in a goal.
Right.
That would kind of add
I don't want
element
them to turn
fun.
Into Kings League, though.
No, it's not that. It doesn't happen.
You
don't have
to roll league. Dice. But Jay Balvin's not going to show up, so it'll be similar.
That's a good point. We have another comment here. In the Blangolan League, they have the best 11 versus 10,000 Lions. Just saying, it's an idea.
Okay.
Listen, I was on cough syrup once, and I talked about the 10,000 Lions versus the Sun.
Yeah.
Theory. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay. Well, then you don't drink enough cough syrup.
You're not going to be impressed, I promise.
And by Sun.
No, literally,
the Sun.
The planet.
Listen,
the Sun.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It ended up becoming a very important part of the show.
Okay, there's a lot of Cooligans lore that people
I know
still
Brangola.
Yeah, that's right.
So, come on. I knew some stuff.
Yeah.
So, give me some credit.
Well, you can come to the Blangolan All-Star Games.
Yeah.
No, so I think it's something with after these All-Star Games, I usually leave on a positive note. Even though, like, the game itself, I'm like, you're never inspired necessarily. But I'm always like, kind of the friends that you make along the way. But everybody you bump into.
Yeah. I would say, because you were saying to people if you want to come, like, there needs to be one event a year, which is you can pre-plan a trip. And make it affordable.
Yeah.
And
they do that with MLS Cup because it's 2 weeks.
Which is the way it should be, of like, it should be at a home stadium, but there should be a tent pole event. So I don't mind any of that. I just, one, I don't need the soccer game. Okay. And if you're going to do it, it should be like a community shield thing where it's like every year on July 11th, the week after July 4th, MLS Cup winner plays the shield winner. So everyone knows 9 months in advance, plan your trip to LA it's going to be there. But then the game connected to it becomes like a cool, meaningful thing. And you could do a watch party outside and people want to get tickets.
What about the baseball thing of like the winner gets to host the whatever, the final of the Campeones Cup?
Oh, between MLS, Liga MX?
Oh, that'd be interesting, too.
And Liga MX would have to play a game in Mexico, which they do not want to do. Like, this would have been a 9-1 win.
I don't know if you know this, but we're trying to make that American money. Liga MX is like,
they're like, if we win, oh, wow, you've scored 4 goals by accident.
So we hosted in Dallas, obviously.
Mikel Arriola just came flying through the door. Get out of here. You just got ejected.
Okay. When it comes to Lionel
Big
Messi,
name
obviously
missing from this game.
Missing
yes.
from this, yeah. Lionel Messi doesn't play again.
What? Have you heard of him?
Lionel Messi? I don't know if you're familiar with him. But look, this year is obviously a valid reason of the after the World Cup break, and obviously
Leandro Paredes played in the Copa Sudamérica game 4 days after the World Cup final. So, feels like Messi's.
He's not 39 years old, though.
Messi's legacy still hasn't been written in my mind.
But
it's not like he had an extra week. It's not like
do you think we'll ever see Messi play in an All Star game?
I think. What I'm making this up, but new stadium, literally, new in Miami. I think my guess is MLS wants him to be in an all-star game at home next year.
Yeah.
And if you're guessing, you don't know, you have 2 more years. So if you're going to make that happen, it has to be next year.
The next one's probably going to be at the end of this. No.
You don't think it'll probably.
Oh, I have no idea.
Exactly. We're only speculating.
I guess you could do it however you want. I mean, there's a sprint season. You're not going to have an all-star game in the sprint season. So you could pick an all-star team out of that and do it in the summer before the season kicks off next year. Or if you're going to end up doing it in the fall or in between, which is, by the way, where I think this actually could work, is like, so if you do the new season, you finish on December 1st, the half. Now you get an all-star team out of half a season. And then the first thing you do is like February 1st in a warm place, you do an all-star game. And then the second half of the season starts coming off that. So I think that could actually be cool. My guess is, in all of this, Miami gets a new stadium, Messi's last year, potentially next year. MLS will try and have it in Miami, and which will make him show up.
That's
We're looking
the only
at
way.
The calendar here. So the winter break is going to be mid-December to mid-February, which would be nice.
Yeah.
Little gap there. So,
like, if you'd said, all right, we're going to do this all-star game and make it like, now it becomes like summer league, right? Where it's like people can build trips around it. It's a time you want to be out of a cold area. It's what the Coachella Invitational kind of has become in preseason. So you could do it there and you do it every year.
Houston or something.
Yeah, Austin.
Yeah. Austin. Okay. Yeah.
Have I sold
LA?
You?
Yeah.
You kind of have, actually.
Bro.
I'm wondering if.
How many Lions you bring in?
Did you work for the league for a long time or something?
Only part time.
Never. Never. Never had insurance.
They refused. But I'm saying this. If you have to bend the rules, and I know MLS is completely against that, you got to do it to get Lionel Messi in an all-star game.
Yeah.
Oh, you think he wouldn't get picked?
No. I mean, like, if you have to fit an extra one weren't,
Do
it
for
anyway.
Sure. And also, I mean, I don't know, but, like, if you were going to do a big thing, isn't that the moment you do, like, we'll play Barca? He plays for both teams.
Yeah.
Or do you bring Newell's? And, like, have it be, like, his childhood team that he never played for. You know, like that.
Who cares?
Cheaper.
Newell's old boys.
Yeah, cheaper.
Yeah, 100%.
But we have to, like, you know.
Well, Barca would give you a discount if it meant Messi wearing that shirt one more
time. Maybe.
But it would we would have to pull at Messi's emotional heartstrings. Yeah. Like, to, like.
You gear everything around him, and then he just doesn't show up.
Our next guest is actually thinking about the Messi shirts he would sell if he wore a Barca shirt one more time.
Either this or kidnapping his family, holding him hostage. And it's like, I think this is the better option.
Wasn't that Nacho Piatti? Isn't that what happened to his family? Who was it?
No.
Then Argentina, the family got kidnapped.
That happens, but not for an all-star game.
And that's when they came to MLS.
Yeah.
This has happened to a lot of people.
That was Valeri. Anyway, okay.
Valeri lore.
Anyway, David Goss, thank you so much for joining us.
Always.
Brother.
Where can people find you?
Yeah, go.
Follow me on Blue Sky, Empire Goss, and then listen to SoccerWise. Follow SoccerWise on social media, First Touch as well. And I don't know, I'm putting out 19 shows a week.
Yeah, y'all are crushing it. I mean, the commitment.
There's like 58 members of SoccerWise. It's really hard to
It's basically the new Wu-Tang Clan of soccer. But you love to see it.
And we can't even get the windows closed.
David Goss, brother. Right, thank you so much,
always
brother.
Thank you, bro.
I will see you after you are done.
Yes. Stay pretty close by.
All
Why don't we go ahead right to our next guest?
Yeah, we got another homie. His first time joining us on the show, but he was nearby and
yes. Essential to I would say the soccer scene in New York.
Very much so.
For those of you who know Pele Soccer, they have one in Orlando or Miami. Mm-hmm. I should say Disney Springs, right?
Yeah.
And they have one in New York. I mean, we love him. We've done a comedy show there. He runs all the marketing. But this guy, I mean, on top of stuff, he's also from the Netherlands. The one, the only, Mickey Vaughn, everybody.
Mickey Vaughn.
What's up, everybody? What's up, man? How you guys doing? How do I follow that up, man? He fit right in, man.
Absolutely.
He was making jokes. He was talking about the win.
Were you a battle rapper at some point? Why are you holding the microphone like this?
You're right. You're right.
It's going to come through mad muffled. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. At no point is Cheddar Bob going to show up.
So Mickey does all the marketing for the Pele Soccer Store in Times Square. Anytime you
but
see,
but also big Ajax guy.
Yes, Utah yes. But anytime you see those like Brazilian dancers in the next to the steps in Times Square, mm-hmm. the background is always the Pele Soccer
Store. Absolutely.
How many people do you see dancing out there in Times Square?
I'm only focused on the dancers, man. I'm not focusing on anything else. I'm just looking at this.
Yeah, no, he's...
Normally, I have to look at the Pele store. You see
Are we getting marketing? Take a baby step.
Right here.
What you gonna call it? I guess for my first question is, I asked, could this happen in any other league? Can you see an Eredivisie All-Star game?
It's tough. Like Eredivisie, yes. Maybe some.
He's like, they need the money. Yeah. They're gonna do
yes,
it.
Yes, they don't need the money. You just gotta work around. Like they have the winter breaks.
That's right.
I heard you talking about the Premier League. The Premier League is tough, man. There's no breaks at all.
No.
Serie A, no breaks.
That Boxing Day is tough, man.
Where do you fit it in?
Yeah.
I mean, now with Infantino working around making some extra money, you never
know.
Yeah,
it's another.
You never know.
Hey,
maybe UEFA needs to do something to compete. Yeah,
everyone sell your crypto and buy a piece of the World Cup.
Maybe that's, we didn't get a chance to talk about that yet because that news just came out, I think, this morning or last
Crazy.
Night or whatever.
Crazy.
But especially
about
as
12%,
as,
20% of the World Cup.
So, yeah, something like that. But just even the concept. So if people are not aware, Gianni Infantino is putting out this proposal to be voted on by all the member nations basically to sell off the commercial rights of the World Cup to private investors so they can be having like ownership and more control over it. As a European, as a Dutchman,
yes.
When you hear something like this, and then also somebody who works in the business of the sport, what was your first reaction to that?
It's crazy because you're basically selling the soul of football, man. That's what it's going to become because the football belongs to us. It belongs to the supporters. Mm-hmm. If you get investors in, no matter how you want to spin it, it's all about profit and loss.
Yeah.
So if they're not making profit and you just keep selling it from one investor to another investor, then you're just taking out the soul of football.
Can I offer a counterpoint?
Yikes.
Is soccer too big to not do this?
What? Like, please, give a reason.
Too much money is being made by these corporations that are involved. You know, this year was the first World Cup where FIFA didn't split the revenue with the host nation, which is why we saw things like $100 train rides and mm-hmm. things like that. They took 100% of the revenue. They're competing with UEFA. UEFA makes all this money because the clubs associated with Champions League are so big. They pull in 10x the revenue on a yearly basis than what FIFA can bring in on a World Cup year, which is why they're trying to expand Club World Cup and all these things. In a way, I feel like the TV rights and the clubs have gotten so big because they want to have these massive transfers and the fans are so hungry for buy this player at 100 million, buy that player at 100 million, that the only way for the sport to continue to grow, to be able to afford the way it's living right now, bye Val, thank you so much, to continue to live the way that it's sort of living right now is to do something like this, to sell it. The sport has gotten away already from the fans, and that's why we're seeing proposals like this.
I'm not saying to expand that, what I'm simply saying is
the idea that football is lost now, the soul is lost, that happened years ago. That happened probably with the creation of the Premier League, to be completely honest with you, because they wanted to combine together to sell the TV rights. That's the moment that the sport was lost. And at this point, we're just seeing symptoms of it. This isn't the disease. We're seeing the symptoms of it.
I don't necessarily.
So in a way, it's like the only way to keep up is to do things like this. And it's only going to continue to happen.
I don't know. Who are we keeping up with, right? I mean, if you're
itself.
Saying.
The sport is keeping up with itself, with its hunger.
The issue is that if you bring the private investor sort of model into, especially international soccer, right? Mm-hmm. International football, then look, who is like proposing this? Isn't it like the, I think one of the Jared Kushner's brother is like involved in it and stuff like that. So the people that will be connected to will be able to be like influencing decisions on
have
like
nothing to do with football.
Exactly,
nothing
right.
to do with football.
Right.
Nothing to do with so football. My point is, I think that ship has sailed.
But it doesn't benefit the fans even one bit. I mean,
can I offer a second proposal that you'll like more?
Go for it.
Someone who says FIFA needs to be the governing body of the sport.
That's what it is.
Right. Nobody. That, yeah.
That's what it is. And at one point,
what are we talking about? Why are we keep listening to this? You just because you stood up and said you're the boss doesn't make you the boss.
Sure.
So but at the end of the day, if everybody got together and said, all right, we're not doing FIFA anymore, we're going to do something else.
But that's how it started. They started as a nonprofit to make sure that every governing body, as CONMEBOL, the UEFA, they all have some central point. That's where it started. Like
Josh Kushner is the proposed lead investor.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's Jared Kushner's brother. So we're looking at the tweet now for Martin Ziegler. So FIFA has now confirmed to the Times. This Infantino plan is under discussion with Josh Kushner as proposed lead investor. Infantino also put out an Instagram video this morning.
It was him dancing. He's really trying to get the kids.
But he puts out this video this morning and with the proposal. And he's basically saying, like, this will help all the member nations, all the 200. And he's like, if they don't vote for it, it won't happen. But you know how they're going to try to influence these nations with clearly money, right? I think the proposal is something like every member nation will get $30 million. And that's a lot of money to Curaçao.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He actually said that if you vote yes, then you get $40 million. If you vote no, you get $10 million. So he's basically... He's basically pushing you to say yes.
Yeah, so open bribe.
But the only problem is now you get the money. You get the $40 million. But in a few years, all these investors are gonna look at like my money is going to a nation in Zimbabwe or a smaller nation. They're not gonna care about that smaller nation anymore because it's not making them money. So why are we investing? Now every country, every governing body, they gets a certain amount of money to make sure that every nation in that governing body is getting a certain amount of money to. Keep developing a football.
Yeah, of course. But it's not going to go to
that. That's
not going to
happen.
Does.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
Let me ask you a question because obviously we don't want to keep you here forever, but what's something that would surprise people about the world of soccer retail? Is there something that like we wouldn't know that's like a weird thing? Like goalkeeper jerseys are way more popular.
Actually, a good question, man. But this one has always baffled me. But 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Atlanta FC was the biggest Adidas jersey sale.
Atlanta United.
Atlanta United. Yeah. Yes.
Really?
They had, I think, 20, what was it, 20?
It had to be 17, 18,
yes.
19. 18,
19.
It was the COVID year, and the year before, they were the number one jersey from Adidas. That was insane. Like, that for me.
Shouts to Atlanta. Yeah, that's crazy.
That for me was insane. Like, the number one jersey in the U.S. For Adidas.
That's fantastic.
So over Madrid, over Juventus, over Manchester United, even over Mexico, was insane.
That's remarkable.
That's huge.
And it just highlights, I mean, it's like a crazy fall from grace. Atlanta United have been abysmal the last like 4 years.
Yeah, they ain't on the list these last few years.
Nope.
So,
not at all.
It says, especially for that fan base, that if they are just given like a quality team, look at it could lead to like real profit.
And the most important note there is that it wasn't their first season where you think, well, no one owns the jersey, so they got to buy it. It was post MLS Cup win. It became the number one Adidas jersey. That's humongous.
It baffled me. Like I was sitting with one of the Adidas top heads of retail, and I was asking him, like, what is your most Adidas sold jersey here in the U.S.? Not even the U.S., North America. He was saying Atlanta United. I was like, wow, man.
Yeah, okay. Shout out.
But even moves, huh?
Over the years, man, I like how over the years everything is just evolving. Like all these clubs, like the throwbacks and all the jerseys are coming back. All the old styles, the fashion. They're now focusing more on how can we create something that's wearable outside of the game itself.
Yeah.
Which is a huge influx in sales, a huge influx in the culture. You see the culture grow by people wearing football jerseys. It's beautiful.
It's its own thing now. And I've always said it. I've said it many times on the show. Soccer kits, football jerseys, whatever you want to call them, they're the only jersey you can wear casually and be able to sort of style it. You can't do it with a Knicks jersey. You can't do it with a football jersey. You can't really do it with many others. Definitely not like a hockey sweater. It's too big. like soccer jerseys, you can make them because there's so many different types, and they every year something new comes up. So I think it's absolutely impressive. Thank you so much.
Of course, Mickey, man. Appreciate that, brothers. Appreciate it.
Anytime, bro. Appreciate you.
Go to Pele Soccer.
Yeah, go to Pele Soccer store.
Put in Cooligans and get 89% off.
By the way, I was here for those two, man. I like the game, but these are my all-stars. These are my all-stars.
Such a good line. What a special time.
Nah, shout out Frontier for getting me here on time. Getting me here on time. Thank you so much, Frontier.
Best airline. It's Joe, we got to get him paid more, bro, if you fly Frontier.
Shout out Mickey Vol.
This is my favorite thing about MLS All-Star. Special guest Chad Ochocinco revealed a family connection with son Heung-Min.
Yeah, I saw this earlier.
Yeah, sixth cousin.
Okay, so Chad Ochocinco is related. He's related in the way all human beings are.
No, you know what this is? Like, if there's ever been any question that Chad Ochocinco, a guy who changed his last name to a Spanish word, is Latino, is just calling someone your cousin when there's no blood relation. That is the most Latino thing you could do, and he did it.
Yeah.
So, man,
this is, we saw Chad Ochocinco yesterday at the Skills Challenge. That was dope. Liga MX watching the Major League Soccer All-Star team. Yeah, I mean, this is.
And that's without Lionel Messi.
I know, right? I mean, it's a.
I guess the question becomes, and you could answer in the chat, do you think Liga MX All-Stars took this game serious?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, look, towards the end, Richie Larea was like getting into a fight with somebody. And even I was saying, I'm like, come on, Richie Larea will fight anybody.
He is.
Any game. It doesn't matter. It could be, you know, a child, you.
He's like the dudes 14. In Toronto who's like, yo, two's my word, bro. He's ready to scrap.
Alan Hernandez said, the game was today.
Hey. Why else are we in this stadium?
Happened right
bro.
There, right behind us.
Sierra was here, bro. Sierra.
MVP.
The window guy. The window guy is top, bro. There's all types of security looking at us. We'll be out in a few minutes. We're just live on the internet.
Yeah, we'll be there in a second. The window guy is a callback to the old FedEx
Remember
guy.
Remember the FedEx guy, bro?
What was it?
Jesus? Juan?
I forgot his name. But
bro,
making deliveries during the, hey, my guy. What's up, Douglas? Yes, sir. That's for David Goss, obviously.
Goss, man. Let's go,
yeah,
bro.
Man. We got all the homies coming through. All of these guys are my guys. Thank you for clarifying. We felt left out for a second.
We were actually going to ban you from the lives until you said that. We got to go full WWE for the occasion.
This is what we need. We need a cage match at the MLS All-Star game.
What? I wouldn't be against it. I also wouldn't be against it being scripted. I think if we all chipped in $1 for every year Tim Ream is old, I think we could outbid anybody. I suggest we try it. We could give everyone their money back.
Hilarious.
Oh, man.
Okay, so now this is going to be, we're mentioning it with Goss a little bit, and this is the last, normal season, MLS season that we've all grown up with. We're going to be switching next year.
It's about time, and it seems like a lot of rules might be switching as well. You're looking at the calendar change here. This is essential for the sport to continue to thrive, to grow. I think when you've done something the same way over and over again, you got to make some changes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to try something new with the lady. You know what I mean?
Okay. Get a fedora. This is MLS wearing a fedora.
You know what it is? It's going to a bar at separate times and pretending you don't know each other. Okay. And you're picking yourself up.
You got to spice things up once in a while.
Yeah, dude. Pick up you're a pilot now.
I've said it before. Obviously, it's going to add some challenges with like competing against.
I don't think it's going to add any challenges, but go ahead.
Of course. No challenge. It's going to be a breeze, right? But competing with the NFL from time to time, competing with the other leagues that are at the same schedule. But this is part of growing up, I think. It's just, give yourself a reason to compete, not just for the quality of the league, but just to raise the caliber of player. Like, we just have to get to a point where our transfer windows are aligned.
Can I tell you what I liken it to, though, and why I don't think it's a challenge? It's a challenge in a good way, not a challenge in a bad way.
Sure.
When a comic comes in from another town, from another city, into New York for the first time, and they're like the biggest comic in that city.
Yeah.
And they get there and they realize the level is so much better here. They're not even at open mic level yet. I think that's what it's going to take for MLS to continue to grow. And a lot of the changes that the fans are so frustrated about, the lack of promotion and relegation, who knows if that ever happens, but other things like, you know, salary cap things and you know, all these machinations and discovery rights and all these things that just like frustrated MLS fans. Like, yo, I don't want to have to defend the league on this. Why not just grow the right way? Why not just do it the way everyone else does it? This is what's going to push you closer and closer to that. And I hate to say it, but for people who don't think promotion and relegation will ever happen, one way to compete with the NFL, if you, after a couple seasons of trying and realizing, hey, we got to do something, promotion and relegation is going to be a really good example of a way that something NFL will never have.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping. I don't know if and when. But I think that's the next big step that the league needs to take to really be kind of taken seriously and push the quality up. I mean, I think it, you know, well, again, will increase the investment at the lower levels because, again, you can take a team from the lower divisions and get to the higher divisions, and you can get, you can create a team, and it's much cheaper than starting at Division One.
Remember when USL proposed or released that they were going to vote on promotion and relegation, where I believe they released that they voted yes to do
it. Yeah,
yeah,
they're going to do it.
But I was trying to figure out the exact date. I already received a couple texts and phone calls from people in Newark who were like, yo, you're big in soccer. I got a bunch of people here with money that want to start a team. Now, I would never invest with those people, right? Because okay. I've met them before, and oh, I know how they got that money. And again, maybe Newark is not the place, but it's an example of people who maybe previously hadn't had the opportunity to invest in the sport that can see a way in that's much less expensive. And for these secondary markets, these secondary cities, that's a great way to get themselves to the top. There's a gentleman with a vacuum on his back that really wants to come in here and vacuum. we need like five more minutes.
Yeah, we got to wrap up in a second.
Yeah, so I guess my final thoughts are, you know, for me, like the All-Star game is a fun time. It's a good opportunity for families to come out and get a chance to see big names that you know otherwise couldn't see, especially if you come from a nation where there's a little bit of popularity and whatnot. But you know, maybe you're, you know, I'm trying to think of a player like Thomas Müller is a good example. You know, maybe you're German and you never got a chance to see him, or Robert Lewandowski, if he gets to play, and you're Polish and you never got a chance to see him, this is a great way. But at the end of the day, I think some changes need to be made to continue to make it even more and more fun. It can't just be a game, you know?
Yeah, dude. I mean, and this is the perfect example of what MLS All-Star is all about, okay?
Yeah, a shirt that's too big for Christian and too small for me.
World, we'll take it from here. And yeah. This is what Charlotte saying, telling the world, we're taking it from here, bro. Yeah. Man, we always have a good time at these. And, look, does the game matter, quote unquote? No, it does not. But like Goss was saying, it is the opportunity to get to do
that's
fun stuff
hanging
like
out
this.
With Thomas Müller,
we gave
bro.
Away, if you were watching the broadcast yesterday, we gave away the trophy to Thomas Müller for winning the shooting, for winning the MLS All-Star Skill Shooting Challenge. And what a cool moment. We got to just chop it up with Thomas Müller a little bit. And so we appreciate.
I asked him which one's heavier, that or the Meisterschaller, and he said the Meisterschaller was much bigger.
Oh yeah, also we had a great moment because there was a rain delay.
Yeah.
And Alexis.
Well,
was,
so we were supposed to stand outside.
Yes, to get.
Hey, and you know, I got a lot of product.
Yes, he had a lot of product in here, and you got to protect it. And Alexis did exactly that, so you can watch it right here.
Okay, I didn't think we were going to share this, to be honest with you.
But this is
this is me and my element,
there's
bro.
There's 4,000 people filming you. We're not going to share this?
That was a big hit. People ask me where I got it. I'll tell you where. I took it from a woman. And there she is in the background. Okay, and here's the, you know, the we didn't get the chance to see it, but the dog. Okay. At least I posed for the photo.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not embarrassed.
What is there to be embarrassed
about? I wouldn't look like a sticky wet dog.
You did this in front of 10,000 people. What do you mean you're embarrassed?
I'm not embarrassed about it at all. I am who I am, and all of you knew exactly who I was.
Gotta protect the...
Look at this, bro. I the got scalp a lot of pride. Touch how hard that is. How hard that is.
Okay, well, pause, bro. Come on now. Pause on that, dog. You can't be going like that on live on the internet, bro.
Fast forward, dude. Why pause?
All right, everybody. Let's wrap up here. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Any more comments? Anything else to show?
MLS All-Star. Yeah, we got one more comment. What's that? Okay. Yeah, so we'll...
Let him get it up. So pause again. We're having fun here. Once again, shouts to the stadium. What's it called again?
Bank of America Stadium.
I should know that. MasterCard Stadium.
Also, go on. We were doing some work with AT&T and filming some stuff. So go to our Instagram if you want to check that out. We did some fun stuff with a couple of the MLS greats. Alexis' dad will be the next one interrupting the episode. Plot twist.
Imagine. This is when he's the one with the vacuum on his back. And he decides this is the time. To
Hilarious.
To reveal himself to me. So
vacuum guy come in for the window guy spot as third chair. these are all the
we
cast.
Just giving him microphones.
This is cameos that everybody's getting in. All right.
We gotta go.
Literally waiting, bro.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell button. If you got a hype, if you're watching this on your phone, give it to us.
Let's go. Peace, everybody.